Welcome back with Podcast with a Student and with me, Les Camilla. How do you do? Buenos días, buenas tardes o noches. ¿Cómo va todo? Do you remember what we were talking in the previous episode? If you are not sure what I am talking about, I suggest to you to go to hear my first part of this episode of the Castilian language, aka Spanish, for understanding this new episode. Today, we are going to listen the characteristic features that are common in the American Spanish. I will also talk about the accents that are shared in the region. At the same time, I will say some words that for me are special that native language transmit to this amazing tongue that a lot of countries speak. How was the evolution of Spanish being in America? Spanish is a language insofar as it constitutes a code, a system of linguistic elements with a structure and dynamics recognizable in all its speakers. In addition, if Spanish exists as a language, it's because there are external elements that support it, such as its written culture, mainly literary, its public and official character, a shared regulation, the prestige and social recognition within and outside the Hispanic communities. Which characteristics has in common the American accent? The American accent comes with shared and generalized traits practically throughout the continent, such as el ceseo, the use of ustedes, which is you for expressing closeness in the second person plural, the use of se los or luego de, which mean after of, as well as numeral common lexicon form amarrar, which is mean tie. Nevertheless, there is an evident internal diversification, explainable from geography, history, and demography. Thus, large varieties of American Spanish, countless small, there can be identified around six large groups: the American, Central American, Caribbean, Andean, Southern, and Chilean speakers. Among the characteristic features from American and Central American speech, there are pronunciation, grammar, and lexicon, in addition to aspects that affect speech or courtesy. In pronunciation, this large American area shows a tendency to fully pronounce consonant, even in syllable and word final position. Vowels that are not accented, however, become weak and can be lost with a result such as cafecito instead of cafecito. There is also a tendency to create diphthongs when E and O appear before another vowel, teatro, instead of teatro, theater, and it pronounced TL with the same syllable, atleta, instead of atleta, athlete. In terms of grammar, le is used with an intensified value, andele, sigale. Andele means that someone tells you something you shouldn't do and it went wrong, and sigale can be like a scolding, that you keep doing an action that you were told to finish and continue to do. As for the lexicon, of course their own forms appear, such as apapachar, which means hug with the soul, ahuehuete in Spanish, ahuehuetl in Nahuatl, its significance is upright dumb in water, or old man of the water, also known as Montezuma Bald Cypress, because according to the legend, Hernán Cortés wept under a ahuehuete in Popotla after suffering defeat during the Battle of La Noche Triste. Escamoles in Spanish, ascamoli in Nahuatl, which means ascatl, and moli puré, known colloquially as Mexican caviar, are the edible larvae and pulpy of the ant. Malinche in Spanish, malitzin in Nahuatl, its significant reader. She was a Nahual woman from the Mexican Gulf Coast who played a key role in the Spanish conquest of the Aztec Empire, acting as an interpreter, advisor, and intermediary for the Spanish conquistador Hernán Cortés. Cenote in Spanish, cenote in Mayan, which is a natural pit of sinkhole resulting from the collapse of the limestone bedrock that exposed groundwater underneath. Caballerango, came for a mix of Spanish and purépecha, fierce caballo, which means horse, and erangu, that means foreman or supervisor. Huarache came for the word huarachi, and it has a reference of the typical shoes of Mexico that have always been used since pre-Hispanic Mexico until now. These were originated in Purépecha and then absorbed by Nahuatl, then passed Spanish. Now we are going to hear Querétaro, that it is the name of one state of Mexico, that its origin of this word came from Querétaro, which means place of big rocks or place of crack and tor. In the Caribbean, Antillean and Coast speech, they contain great internal diversity, but there are some characteristics that are usually recognized as common, starting with a clear tendency to aspire, weak and lost softly in syllable final position, especially the S, and the letter J is soft a lot. Some examples are verdad instead of verdad, which is true, hasta instead of hasta, which is until. Among the grammatical, it is worth commenting on the tendency to place the subject before the verb in interrogatives or infinitives. Que tú quieres instead of que quieres tú, which means what do you want, and also the very frequent use of subject pronoun in a sentence, remembering that Spanish is a language that usually omit pronouns. Likewise, this area includes two of the few creoles that exist in Spanish, Palenquero, spoken in Palenque de San Basilio in Colombia, and Papiamento, from the island of Aruba, Bonaire, and Curaçao, the Netherlands Antilles. In both, the presence of African element is important. The territory of the Andean Spanish occupy almost all Colombia and Venezuela except for the Caribbean region, as well as Ecuador, Peru, and Bolivia. Within the limits, common features of the pronunciation can be found, such as the maintenance of the S at the end of syllables and word of the tendency to pronounce the initial R and TR as something like carso instead of carro. In Andean Spanish grammar, the use of muy before superlative is interesting, such as esta comida está muy riquísima, which means this food is really delicious. Let's see some quechuism that have transcended Spanish and are widely spread in America. Cancha in Spanish, cancha in Quechua, which is used to describe the seat where a game, especially a soccer game, is held, is a file in English. Poncho in Spanish, punchu in Quechua, which is an outer garment designed to keep the body warm. A rain poncho is made from a water-tight material designed to keep the body dry for the rain. Cura in Spanish and curac or curacas. That word in Spanish is a colloquial word for a priest. Meanwhile, in Quechua, referred to the head of a community in the Inca Empire. In Spanish, including in Catalan, which is spoken in Catalonia, a carpa is a tent. Even a big circuit tent is called a carpa. Guano came from the Quechua word guanu and was originally used to name the sea beer dropping used to fertilize. By extension, it's also used to describe other animal dropping. The southern zone of Spanish in America is a large territory with appreciable internal difference, in which Rio de la Plata language of Buenos Aires and Montevideo draw attention. One very striking of the rest of the Spanish speaker is the tendency to pronounce the sound y, written double L, with a special friction, sho, instead of yo. In the southern pronunciation, there is also a tendency to weak or lose the final S. In grammar, the amplitude and acceptance of the use vos as a treatment of closeness is significantly duly agreed with the verb vos tenés and with the imperative of the type vení. The lexical use of Argentina, Uruguay, and Paraguay are very interesting because, along with characteristic voice of the region, there are indigenism, Italianism, and Lombardism, all consequence of its linguistical and social history. The most famous example is jaguar. This word, which as well as being the name of the animal, it also the name of one of the most popular sport car brand, originates from the Guarani word jaguarete, which means true animal. Bacán, in Argentinian Spanish, came from the Lunfardo, which means guy or person. Nono or nonino came from Italian, which means grandfather. Valija came too from Italian, which is portmanteau. Chile, throughout the part of the Andes, constitutes a specific zone of American Spanish in which the S is weakened and lost and where the velar consonant become platal, as a similar result of queso instead of queso, which is cheese. In the lexicon, we find more unique features. We find Chilean words like enguatar, which is gain weight, pololo, which means boyfriend, came from Quechua, or guata, which is belly, that came from the Mapuche. In conclusion, all the features that you have just heard for each of the Hispanic areas are a historical consequence of the adaptation of Spanish to its limits, environment, and communities. Neither feature is accidental. Nothing has came out of nowhere. However, the Spanish language has written its history in each territory, maintaining what is peculiar without prejudice to what is shared. Much of this information I have taken from the book The Wonderful History of Spanish, written by Francisco Moreno Fernandez and published by the Instituto Cervantes y Espasa. What do you learn with this new episode? Do you want to learn this magnificent language? What do you think the next episode is going to bring? You can follow me on my social network that are here on the website. If you tune into me throughout another platform, I am Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, as well as YouTube, like Podcast with a Student. Stay tuned with this podcast. See you the next time.